Stoke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard. The Wizard and the Wizard and the Wizard and the Wizard.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Stoke Talk Radio. And this is the Wizard bringing you back the fourth segment of the Gemini Chronicles. So we had a really interesting day. For one, they were like far in between texts in our conversation, and I was like, this motherfucker. I'm like, come on now. Like, you got, I text fast, so you got to keep up. You got to match my energy, like I said on the text, and like, come on, you got to match that energy. But anyway, good morning. It's Saturday. Hopefully you have a wonderful, wonderful morning. Drink some tea for me. LOL. Oh man. And then towards the end, they like dipped out on me. Like, couldn't even stay up while I worked on a podcast. Couldn't even stay up with me. I was super salty with that. So I'm gonna formally challenge you to a duel, and you will not win. Just saying, if you would like to give up now and save yourself from the humiliation that will come with the defeat, I will take the surrender early. I will consider it. But if not, I don't know. Like I said, I'm undefeated, so there may not be a chance for you there. No, but anyway, the premise of this episode is part two, the book. I've been talking to them about this book that's really, really cool. And if you go back to, last episode, you guys can catch the first part of the book. And I'm just going to explain to them the second part of the book and see if they're still interested in reading it and all that noise. Like I said, it's a really good book. Like, it's a what do they call it, a New York Times bestseller, saying it's really good. Well, so to summarize what I'm about to explain in the book, the loser finally comes out and officially asks the girl to meet. And obviously everybody's wondering, like, the meetup went, it went very well. It went well enough for the loser to ask the girl out on a official date. But obviously the loser's like, man, I don't know. But he explained to her that it was nothing too crazy. Just maybe some dinner and a movie or something like that. So, but nothing too crazy. Just he figures a dinner and a movie is sufficed enough. But still, everybody's wondering what the girl said to the loser. But find out next week on part five of the Gemini's Chronicles. Always have a great morning, and always remember, keep your team four hats and your bowls close. You never know, it may happen. Peace.